Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. All right, ladies, this is our very first ever Ask Me Anything episode. If you head over to the UNCOMMONTEEN app, you can find that both on the Apple Store and on the Google Play Store. You will see a tab that says Ask Me Anything. You can ask your questions there. These are questions that are burning on the inside of you. They may have to do with your walk with God. They may have to do with the circumstance or something that you're walking through right now. It can be anything. And then if I choose your question, I will take one podcast episode a month to answer that question. I love that I get to answer questions that are on your heart right now. All right, so today our question comes from Audrey. Audrey asks, how do you deal with friends when you move to a new school? This is such a good question. And actually, Audrey, you are not the only one who has asked this question over the last couple weeks. So I've got some advice for you. First of all, I know it's not easy having to move to a new school or even to a new town. You're having to find all new friends. You're having to find a new church. And sometimes it can just seem like everything is so flipped upside down. But I want you to know that God is with you and that He is never going to leave you. He is not going to turn His back on you. And He has a plan for you right where you are. No matter where you are, if you're in a new school, a new town, a new church, my encouragement to you is this. Instead of going out and looking for friends, go out looking to be a friend. And the reason why is when we go out looking for friends, it is so hard to find friends. However, when we go out looking to be a friend, seeing how we can help others or encourage others, we will find friends everywhere. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But while you're waiting for those friends, the end of that verse says, there's a friend that sticks closer to you than a brother. That friend is Jesus. Know that while you're walking this journey of friendship, you are not alone. It may feel so alone. It may feel like you have no one to talk to. But in this time, I encourage you, make Jesus your best friend and talk to Him about bringing you friends. And when you ask Him to bring you friends, thank Him for it. 1 John 5:14-15 says, this is the confidence that we can have in God, that if we ask Him anything according to His will, and His will is His word, and His word says we can have friends, He says that He hears us. And because we know that He hears us, He says that we will have whatever we ask. Mark 11:24 says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. And guess what? You will have them. Now, it may not come overnight. It may come over time, but continue to trust God and thank Him for the friends that He is bringing you. Now, some practical advice for when you're in a new school. Look at what clubs or sports are being offered. Does your school have a Christian club like Fellowship of Christian Athletes or something along those lines? Just because it says Fellowship of Christian Athletes does not mean that you have to be an athlete to join. This club and other Christian clubs are meant to bring Christians together in the public school setting. So look at your school. Are there any Christian clubs? And if there are, I encourage you, go to the meetings that they have. It'll be way easier to find good friends when you know where to go to find those good friends. And if you get there and you're like me and you're like completely shy and you're like, I don't even know why I'm here. This is so crazy. If you feel that way and you're just not really sure how to step out and meet new friends, talk to a teacher that is involved in that club. Every club in a school has to have a teacher that is present. Go to the teacher, introduce yourself, say, hey, I'm new to this school, and ask them if they can connect you with other students. They would be more than happy to. The reason why they're a part of that club is because they want to see you win. Another question, do you have a church that you are going to yet that has a youth ministry? If not, do you have plans on going to a new church with a youth ministry? Maybe ask your parents. Say, hey, mom, hey, dad, can we try out youth ministry this week at one of the churches close by? Now, I encourage you, look up the church, look at the about section and see what they believe, because I know that here in the Nashville area, there are certain churches that look like they're amazing churches, but they're not even Christian churches. So just a side of caution, do some research, make sure it's a good church that loves God, and then see if you can go to the youth ministry. And then when you're in the youth ministry, if you're still not sure where to meet friends, look for people who are sitting off by themselves and go and introduce yourself to them. They may be in the same spot that you are. They may not know how to just step out and make new friends. And so maybe you are the friend that they've been looking for. Now, don't just stop at meeting one person. Go and meet a lot of people. Introduce yourself. Hey, I'm Audrey and I am new here and I really don't know anybody. What school do you go to? I always love asking that question, especially if you're in a church that has multiple cities that come into the church, or if your city is big enough that there are multiple schools. Start out asking, you know, what school do you go to? What kinds of things do you like to do for fun? And begin talking to them. And when you ask them questions, don't necessarily ask yes or no questions, because a lot of times when you ask yes or no questions, they just stop at the yes or the no and they don't go on. And then it's awkward. Ask them open-ended questions. Like I said, what school do you go to? What do you like to do for fun? I'm new around here. What's your favorite place to go to and hang out? What's your favorite place to eat at? I don't know. Whatever you're into, ask them. As long as you are respectful and as long as you are nice and as long as people can come to you and talk to you and you're not giving dirty looks or whatever, you're going to find people who want to talk to you. You're going to find people who won't mind hanging out with you. Now, another word of caution, don't change who you are just to get somebody to talk to you, just to get somebody to like you. If somebody says that they're really into sports and that's kind of their life and you really hate sports and you've never played a day in your life, don't say, I love sports too. Don't do that, because friendships are built on trust and you don't want to have to keep up that game for a very long time when you really don't like it. So don't change who you are just to get somebody to like you. Be you. Be the person that God created you to be. Now choose your friends wisely. There may be people hanging out in those Christian clubs or even at youth ministry that are not really on fire for God. So make sure you choose your friends wisely, because you become like the people you hang around. Proverbs 13:20 says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but a companion or a friend of fools will be destroyed. Notice it's not the one who's not walking with God that's destroyed. It's the one who is walking with God, but hanging out with the one who is not walking with God. They are the ones that are destroyed. We don't want that for your life. Now, real quick, I want to give you a couple of quick pointers on what it means to be a good friend. Because a lot of times I feel like when we go out to meet friends, it kind of stops right there. But we're not really sure how to move it from just being acquaintances to becoming a friend. So one thing that I encourage you to do is every time you get together in that youth ministry, go and talk to the same people that you talked to before that you connected with. Now, again, I encourage you, don't just stop at those people. Go and meet other people too. You just never know who God is going to bring you when you choose to step out of your comfort zone. So continue to reach out to those people who are off by themselves. Continue to go out and meet new people. But if you connect with somebody, feel free to go up and say hi to them again, see how they're doing. And so real quick, I just want to give you a couple of quick pointers just to continue to develop those friendships. Number one, don't create drama. There is so much drama in middle school and high school. Don't be the one to create that drama. You know, just be kind, be gentle, be who God created you to be. Be funny if you're funny. Tell jokes, absolutely. But if you're walking through a hard time and you just met these people, I mean, you can say, yeah, going to a new school is a little bit challenging. Moving to a new town has had its challenges, but don't play on it big time. Don't just keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. Because that doesn't make it fun for the other people listening, like, oh, wow, this girl complains a lot. But you can say, yeah, it's had its challenges, but I know that God is good. And end with joy and encouragement and thankfulness. I'm so thankful that God is good. I'm thankful I got to meet you guys. You guys seem pretty awesome. Another thing that you can do to help build those friendships is encourage them. You know, if they did something really well, maybe one of them's on the youth praise team. You can say, hey, you know what? I just thank you for being up there and worshiping and leading us into worship. I can tell you really have a heart for God. Or maybe somebody spoke up in the middle of youth ministry and read a Bible verse in front of everybody or prayed in front of everybody. Afterwards, be like, you know, you were really brave to do that in front of everybody. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being a leader. Or maybe somebody has this really awesome outfit that you really like, or I don't even know. Encourage them. Say, hey, that's really cool. I like your style. That's awesome. Do something to encourage them. And then the last thing, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, but pray that God brings you those friends. You can trust in God to bring you those friends. Say, God, I thank you that you have friends in this new city, in this new school, in this new youth ministry that you have designed to be my friends. I thank you, Lord, for bringing those people into my life. I thank you for connecting me with those friends. God, you are so good. I love you so much, in Jesus' name. And then every day you get up, say, God, I thank you that you're bringing me those friends. And even if you don't meet them that day, God, I thank you that you're bringing me those friends. And choose to trust, choose to believe, and you will see. It will happen. Don't give up. Don't get into doubt. It will happen. All right, Audrey, I know I gave you quite a bit of advice in this episode, but I hope that it helped you. All right, ladies, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, if you want your question on one of these Ask Me Anything episodes, be sure to go to the Uncommon Teen app. Again, it's on both Apple and Android devices. But click on the button that says Ask Me Anything and ask me your questions. I would love to answer them on these Ask Me Anything episodes. All right, ladies, have an amazing week, and we will see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big, and He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.